A five-alarm fire Saturday night burned a public works building in the Milwaukee suburb of Wauwatosa. One of the areas that was severely damaged is where sorting is done of 300 tons of recyclable items that come into the facility each month. Wauwatosa Public Works Director Bill Kappel says homeowners probably don't want to hold on to recyclable items for the several weeks it might take to get a sorting operation going again. So Kappel says Wauwatosa is proposing to temporarily landfill any recyclables brought in on city garbage trucks.
Because of the emergency situation and the fact that there really is no other facility that we can dump and sort this material at because of the uniqueness of our operation, we're working with the DNR to, at least on a temporary basis, take all the material to the landfill.
Kappel says Wauwatosa residents who really want to keep recycling can take their items to a drop-off center at the public works yard. Frank Schultz is the DNR's waste supervisor in the Milwaukee area. He says his agency is sympathetic to Wauwatosa's request, but is not ready to grant the exemption just yet. Schultz says the state has asked Wauwatosa to look at partnering with other recycling facilities or set up temporary collection facilities in the city.
Right now, the markets for recyclables are pretty good, so we'd like to capture them while we can. It's a different situation sometimes when the markets go bad and we don't have uses for them, but right now we can move those materials and get rid of most of them.
Schultz says there have been other fires at recycling facilities since the state's mandatory recycling law took effect in the early 1990s, but he says the Wauwatosa Public Works fire may be Wisconsin's largest. No cause of the fire has been announced. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.